Okay, we're on Membeis Amud Aleph. Ma'itzi chayv ma'isa supportu na truma. The buyer extracts juice from the residue, and then you're exempt. You're obligated ma'isrus, but it's exempt from truma because the seller had already taken the truma from the main mass, right? Tani lo yitrom. The buyer should not take truma, right? Because if you're not chayv to take truma, what's going to end up being? If you took truma when you're not chayv to take truma, what is that?
The levy's going to be missing a tiny bit.
What is that truma going to be? If you
not
take
truma.
What is it? It's going to be what?
Corn.
It's going to be tevel. It's going to be tevel. It needs maisras taken off of it.
Yeah.
Right? Because right now the pile is tevel for maiser and truma's maiser. So if I take off truma, it's nothing, so therefore it's tevel. So therefore, this brisa makes a lot of sense. Lo yitrom, don't take it. Avav atarm, what happens if you did take it? So brechi omar yofa kocha. It's good. Because after all, it doesn't have a real shear, so you just add to the previous shear that you already took off, right?
Could be one kernel.
Yeah, but that's not the shear midrabanan. We don't allow that. Rabmana amar lo yafakocha, not good. Why not? Osa truma shu mafresh tovla b'maiser. It's tevel for maiser. So I just told you a second ago. So we have a funny machlokas. So brechi, I don't really understand. I think it's partial to me. So in 5, he says Rabbrechi compares this person to one who separated more than the minimum required for truma, in which case the entire separated amount is truma. Right. Okay. Now the second one holds. Yeah, that's fine if you do it, but together at the same time. But here we're talking about where the owner did the truma much, much earlier. Now you want to add to that truma after the fact? We never see that. Okay. That's what it says. Second paragraph. This law applies only when the minimum amount and the extra were removed at the same time. If the extra was removed later, it fails to become truma. So he argues, since the seller had already removed truma, the buyer separates his portion later, the buyer's portion does not become truma. I mean, you have to remember, this is even worse. It was another person that took the truma, and I'm taking the truma at a later date. Like, there's nothing to connect those two. It's very difficult to understand Rebrechia. Anyway, now let's see what it says here. Reb Hananya Chevron Drabbanan Boy. Reb Hananya, the colleague of the rabbis. It's a very interesting title to give somebody, Like you've seen American Friends of, Yeshiva.
Instead of rabbi.
What's that?
Instead of rabbi. He's a friend.
He's a chaver, right? He's a chaver. So 7, it says the Gemara refers to Reb Hananya, the brother of the well-known rabbi. Reb Hananya is described here as the colleague, because he was never ordained. He was only a chaver, a colleague, and not a rabbi. I want to show this to Rabbi Marwick, because he's got the Smichas Chaver program. Oh, you're part of that program, so you dropped out?
I had to choose between you and him, and I picked you.
Oh my gosh. I am touched. Touched by a mashallah. Yes, okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So it says over here, this Reb Hananya, he said the following. He asked the following. Taram echad bishishim. Let's suppose the owner took off 1/60th, which is, of course, that's the bare minimum, right? That's an ayin ra, right? That's truma. Shu echad bishishim echad al hakitim al hatsanim al mashu b'tachatavim. Now, if you say you're taking 1/60th, when I took off 1/60th of the truma, I'm the owner, let's say, right, before I sold it to you. So I went ahead and took off 1/60th of the core that I have here, not of the soles, the stuff, the dregs. I didn't include that in my cheshbon when I took the 60th. So you're telling me in the Mishnah that I was yotzei my din of truma already with my hafrasha, but that was only 1/60th. If you count towards all the other stuff as well, it's less than the minimum. That's his question. Has truma obligation been discharged in this case? On the one hand, let's look at the English. On the one hand, perhaps the pile and the residual grain are considered a single entity. Right? Mm-hmm. So he's not separated enough because he's only taken 161. On the other hand, maybe the pile and the residual are distinct entities. So you did separate enough. Why? Because the 60 suffices for the main pile. As far as residuals are, since there's no significance, maybe you can say, well, you'll rely on the Torah rule of Chidachas Matar Sakri. So in other words, you'd say you're drabon on the core, which is the main thing. And these dregs and these, you know, the psoles, that was his question. Understand the question?
Yep.
Okay. Isn't this not the point of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that sold straw is exempt from truma because the seller had already separated truma from it. Because he had that in mind, the cut stalks and the sides and the grain with the straw. Is that ruling necessary to tell us that? Except in our case, where the rest of the crop is more than 60 times the truma. It cannot be referring to where it was a 60th or more, because that goes without saying that that would discharge the total truma obligation. So it must be talking about that case. He wants to infer this from the Parsha Pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, that's the way he leaves it.
Is
what a low sasse?
You can't take truma when it's not supposed to have truma taken off of it. I mean, what is exactly the problem?
Well, if the owner took off the truma,
right, then
now the rest of the kri is no longer chayiv in truma.
Right.
Now you buy it from me. So now you're going to take more truma? How does that work? It wasn't chayiv in truma. So what are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're playing. You're making make believe.
Truma is not like taxes; it doesn't add on to everything.
You can't add on at will. Right. No.
Okay.
Has to come from something which is obligated. Yeah. Right. It's not. I wouldn't call it a lois assay or an assay or anything. It's just.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. It doesn't work.
And then we mess up the system if we have fake truma.
You can't. This is not a free for all. There's no democratic truma. Halukach de Yerek b'Surya. Now, it says if you buy it in Surya. The Mishnah cited a dispute between Tanakama and Rebbe, remember? That what? If you bought the. We're going to speak about it a little bit. Tanakama said you put from Truma completely, and Rebbe said you give Lefi Cheshvin, remember? Lefi Cheshvin. Tani, Sadesh Evi Yashlish Lefne Goy. Let's suppose you had a field that it had grown a third of its growth while the guy owned it. Lukachim ben Yisrael, then the Yisrael went ahead and bought it off the guy. Okay, so the guy is selling it to the Yisrael after it had already grown one third in Surya. Now, Rabbi Kiva Omer HaToysefes Potter, whatever is going to grow after the sale is Potter completely, because since, like we said, one third of is already potter, so once the ikker, when it was he yield, Ainas Maishas is potter, it remains potter forever. The Chachamim say, this is like a brisa, which parallels the machlokas in our Mishnah, right? The Chachamim say the Tosefus is chayav, that's Rebbe's Shitov, right? That Hacholofi Cheshman, right? So Rebbe Kiva is like the Tanakama. And the Chachamim was like Rebbe. It's just a parallel machlokas. Okay. Rav Avina, Reula, Bar Yishmael, B'Shem Re'ulazar. So he said the following. Av Chachamim lo chivu to Tosefus ela sha'avar. The Chachamim were when they say you're chayev to be mafresh. So the Gemara is referring to the following case. Let's suppose you're in the second year of the Shemitah cycle at the time that the guy sells you the field and the tefuah in Surya, and for Shemitah purposes, for Meiser purposes, it's a Meiser Sheni year, right? Second year. So it grew a third in the Rishus of the guy. Then he sells it to you. Now the Chachamim say, whatever grows now, the additional two-thirds, you do have to take Meisers from. But now we're in the third year of the Shemitah cycle. So that's Meiser Oni cycle. So now, is the two-thirds that it grows additionally, is that Oni or is it Sheni? So he's saying, Av Chachamim lochayvu ele sha'avar. The Chachamim are only disagreeing whether you have to take Mafresh. But the year is always the past year. They go after the first third. So the first third of the guy grew.
So the rest would be Meiser Sheni.
The rest will be Meiser Sheni. Correct. That's his point. That is, if the produce reached a third in the 1 year, but the sale did not take place until the next year, the post-sale increase is subject to the Meiser that applied in the former year.
Can we look at that also if things grew completed one-third in the sixth year, and the last two-thirds that grow during Shemitah are considered part of the sixth year?
Yes. Yeah, that's when we said that. That's a Shaila, like I mean, Svichin, and I think we say that it's not Svichin. Shemhoi Sheni, Sheni Oni Oni, right? That's what it says. Now we're on the Beis. It's moving right along. 42b. Tani Reb Yonasan Reb Yaisi Aymer. Yonah Tvoshe Vier Shlish Lathir Rosh Hashanah. Kainchai Tzibet Shvias. That's Mamash your case. And it's Gemara is going to now quote your case. You just asked. Mamash right away. How do you know the Tvoh that grew a third in the sixth year? That you can bring it into your house in the seventh year. And you're not worried that it's going to be considered Svichin. So what they're doing here, you know, see, he has the pasuk over here. Take a look at the pasuk in footnote 3. It says, "Shei shanim tizra sadecha, v'asafta es tevuasa." Six years you will gather and. You will plant and you'll gather, and then it says uvashana hashvius shavas shavas in yilaretz. And the seventh year will be shavas. So what the Gemara is now going to do is it's going to connect the end of the first pasuk with the beginning of the second pasuk. In other words, it's going to say v'yosaf toas tvoaso vashana hashvius. You're going to collect the tvoa in the seventh year. That means there's going to be a case where even though it grew in the seventh year, nonetheless you can still collect it because it had grown a third in the sixth year. That's what the Gemara is doing here. Which is, notice, we're using a pasuk to allow you to collect and not violate the Isser of Svifin, which we all know Svifin is not an Isser D'Oraisa, that's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Remember, the Rabbanan goes there on Svifin to say that we're afraid maybe the Ramoyim will say it grew wild when it really didn't grow wild. And that's why we asked it to begin with. So we're talking about Isser Rabbanan. And we're quoting Psukim over here. So when I read this first time, I thought, oh, we must be using Psukim as an Asmachta Ba'alma, because it doesn't make sense to quote Psukim in regard to Svifin. But let's hold that thought, because we may see differently. Okay? So again, Reb Yonasan Reb Yaisi says, how do you know that Tefuah that grew a third in the sixth year? Before Rosh Hashanah. Coin size of a shvius, you can put it into your house on Rosh Hashanah, on the seventh year. Tamal Leimer Basaf Tos Tvoso Bashvius, you can collect it on the seventh year. So more of a viter. Rabavino Ula by Yishmael B'Shem Rabbi Lazar. Asher Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi B'Shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabba. So this statement of Rabbi Yonasan is going according to Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. Right? What did Rabbi Akiva say? K'mod Rabbi Akiva Amar, achar shlish harishanat mahalach. Just like Rabbi Akiva said what? Remember we had the machlokas, chachamim. Roman Aleph we had it, right? We said, the b'raisa on 42a2, remember? The Gemara said, that a sada shehivi a shlish lifnei goy. Lo kachamim ben Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva Amar, hatoy sefes potter. right? Rabbi Akiva's shita is that the added on part is putter, is not chayv in anything. We go bust the ikar. That's the first third, right? So Rabbi Yonah's son was going in his shita. Just like Rabbi Akiva says, you go bust the first third and you're putter from anything that grows afterwards. Kain Rabbi Yonah's son, Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Achashli Sharishanat Mahalach, you go after the first third to determine whether there's an Isser Svichin on this Tvuah. So he says, since the first third grew in the sixth year, the subsequent growth that happens in the seventh year, we ignore it. Because, like Rabbi Akiva said, you ignore it for Meiser purposes, so you're going to ignore it for this purpose too. So the Gemara objects, some are Zeirul or Bavina. What are you talking about? Tartin Milan Atunaman, it's teaching two teachings in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Vina and Pligan, Chad al Chad, and they're arguing one on the other. Hocha Atun Marin, over here you say the following. That if you have produce that was brought from a guy in Surya after it grows a third, you report in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Let's see, where does it say Rabbi Lazar? 6 on 42a, you say Af Chacham Leichiv B'Tosefes Elo Shavar, right? That we just said that the only even when the Chacham who argue on the Akiva, they go after the first year, the Iker year I should say, not first, the Iker year that the third grew. And therefore, even though they say like Rabbi Shita that you have to be mafresh lefi cheshbon, but that only goes after the first year. So if it's the first year was a meiser sheni year, you give meiser sheni. If it was a meiser ani year, you give meiser ani. So you see, even the chachamim deem the post sale increase obligated only in the meiser that applied in the past year. Shem hayu sheni sheni from ani ani. So according to Rabbi Lazar, the sages agree that the one-third stage determines the year to which the produce is assigned. So it sounds like you're going even like the Chachamim in this regard. Hocha Aton Amrin, and now you're telling me that he's going in Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, right? The Asid Rabbi Yosef Rebbe, we should say Rabbi Akiva Rabbo, that the grain that grew in the third, a third of the sixth year is permitted on the Shrias is valid according to Rabbi Akiva. It sounds like it would not be valid according to the Chachamim. But we just said that Rabbi Lazar understands the sages is holding that you go buster the Ikar, the Sha'avar, the previous year. So it sounds like they would agree that it's assigned the sixth year, in which case it would not be Shvias. So what's going on over here? This is Rabbi Zaira's question. So the Gemara gives a contradiction, a solution. Idas, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yaisi, Bashitas, Rabbi Kiva Rabbo. If he holds like Rabbi Akiva, come on, the Rabbi Akiva, Omar, Isser Svachim Taira, just as Rabbi Akiva says that the Isser Svachim is not a Drabbanan, but it's in a Drabbanan. Rabbi Akiva holds the Isser Svachim is the Araisa. Okay, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yaisi, Omar, Isser Svachim Taira. That's the comparison. In other words, it's not just that we go bust of the first third to determine whether it's Svichim or not, but also regarding what kind of a din is the din of Svichim. Is it a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? Rabbi Akiva holds it's d'oraisa, and Rabbi Yonasan also holds it's d'oraisa. That's why he learned it from a pasuk, because he taka holds it's d'oraisa. It's not a smachta. So, So if the grain was less than a third before Shvias, the Nichnas are Shvias, and then Shvias arrived, Asur Mishum Svachim. So then obviously it would be Asur Mishum Svachim, like all of Kedusha Shvias. But Shvias sanctity does not devolve upon it.
I thought we just said according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yonasan, whoever it is, that should be okay.
What?
And if it grew a third in the sixth year, and
yes, here it says hevia pachas mishlish. If the grain attained less than a third, right? So this is a little different. So if it grew less than a third, and then it comes into the seventh year, so now it's going to already become awesome because of svichim, right?
Yeah.
V'lo chol olah kedusha shvias, but sanctity of shvias does not devolve upon it. if it's harvested before reaching a third, it says here. We're going to stop here. It's really the middle of something.
In the middle.
Yeah, actually, I shouldn't have even started this. We're going to start again from Hevi'a Pachas Mishlish, because it's the beginning of a new sugya now. So we'll start Mitzvah Shem Vaitzvah Shabbos with this new idea.
Until now we talked about where it's more than Shlish, and now we're talking
about... Now we're going to talk about less than Shlish, so how do you deal with less than Shlish? And it's only 8:52, so you can go to Meirav easily tonight.
Easily.
You can casually walk down the hall.
Yeah.